start of Bill Terraway, North West London, Friday, 17th of Teves, 29th of December, Rabbi Dov Fisher Shlita, Parshas Vayechi. This week's Terraway is sponsored by Family Stimlin on the 5th yard of the dear father, Mr. Wally Stimlin, Stimlin Rochach, Linishmas, Sol Zay Ben Tzvi Osha Stimlin, Zechon Rochach, Ziyad Titus today, and it's also Lizchus HaShivuim VaChayolim VaMilchamo Sheyachsul Votohem Shalom Bim Heiro.
Good Erev Shabbos, Rabbi Isai. This week's parsha, Parshas Vayechi, as we know, is the climax, it's the finale, it's the end of the entire Sefer Bereishis. And Sefer Bereishis, we know, is built largely on the Yesoid, the idea of Maisa Ovis Simen Labonim. Now, whatever happened to the Ovis, whatever the Ovis went through, was some sort of sign for the children, for Klal Yisrael and the future generations. But we also know that Maisa Ovis Simen Labonim doesn't mean simply that whatever the Ovis went through has some sort of hint or allusion to what Klal Yisrael are going to go through, but rather the Maisim of the Ovis, what the Ovis did and what they said, created a reality in the future of Klal Yisrael. It wasn't just a hint, as it may happen, it created a reality in the destiny of Klal Yisrael. And the Maharal explains how the Ovis and their lives was in essence a microcosm for the history of Klal Yisrael. He begins by explaining how Avraham Avinu's life, as the Torah explains, started off as a very difficult life. He had 10 nisyonos, he was thrown into a fiery furnace. He had to go down to Mitzrayim, and there was a famine, he had to leave. So many nisyonos he had at the beginning of his life. But as his life continued, he became extremely wealthy, he became extremely powerful, he became well known politically. Says the Maharal, that this corresponds to the beginning of Klal Yisrael's formation, starting in Mitzrayim. That in Mitzrayim, the Yidden had a very, very difficult time. For 210 years, they were slaves. But eventually, when they came out, they were zoicha to Bizas Hayam. They were zoicha to Ashirus. They became well known. The whole world, Chazal say, knew about Kriyas Yamsuf. They were a nation already which were now feared by the other nations. That was corresponding to the life of Avraham Avinu. Moving on, we have the life of Yitzchak. Yitzchak, we know, never left Eretz Yisrael. He was always inside Eretz Yisrael. And that corresponds to the next stage of Klal Yisrael's existence, which was inside Eretz Yisrael with the Mishkan, with the Bote Mikdosh. But eventually we know towards the end of Yitzchak's life, he began to lose his eyesight until eventually he became blind. Says the Maharal, that's significant. That what that means to say that so too Klal Yisrael, even though we spent many years in Eretz Yisrael with oil, with our light, with our Beis HaMikdosh, eventually that oil was taken away from us. And then of course we have the life of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu's life was mole, absolutely filled with tzoros, right from the beginning. Even during the birth of Yaakov Avinu, there was already a struggle, and his name was called Yaakov, based on the heel. Already the fight between Yaakov and Esav was right from the beginning. And we know, as he had a conversation with his sons, not so long ago, when the sons wanted to go down back to Mitzrayim, and they wanted to bring Binyamin with them in order to convince Yosef, Yaakov Avinu says to his children, V'kel shakai yitein l'cho rachamim. Hashem should give you mercy, Hashem should give you rachamim. Why does Yaakov Avinu use the name Kel Shakai? Says Rashi, often not. Mi she'omal oilomoi dai, yoimal tzoroisai dai. Yaakov Avinu was saying, he who said to his world at the beginning of creation, enough, it's enough, you don't need to expand the world anymore, he should say, die, enough to my tzoros. What tzoros did Yaakov Avinu go through? Tzoros Lavan, tzoros Esav, tzoros Dina, tzoros Yosef, tzoros Shimon, tzoros Binyamin. Moli v'godish with tzoros, right from the beginning. Says the Maharal, this part alludes to the long and dark golas which we still find ourselves in. Mole v'godish with tzoros. Having said that, however, we know that towards the end of Yaakov Avinu's life, that changed. And already in the middle of Parshas Vayigash and Vayechi, those tzoros came to an end. And finally, Yaakov Avinu saw the oir, he saw the light at the end of the dark tunnel. And already we know that when he met Yosef for the first time, he didn't greet him. Why? Because he was in the middle of saying Kriya Shema. Why was he saying Kriya Shema? Because at that moment, he understood HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. And he said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Yudkei Vovkei is the Midas HaRachamim. Elokeinu is Midas HaDin, Hashem Echad. There's no Rachmim, there's no Din. Everything is just Yichud of Hashem. It's all one thing. It's all part of Hashem's plan. There's no good and there's no bad. It's all Hashem Echad. Now there's clarity. Now I understand why I had to go through everything that I had to go through. And moving into Parshas Vayechi, finally he's moved on to a life of Shalva, a world of peace and serenity and clarity. Says the Maharal, that part of Yaakov Avinu's life alludes to the Geula which we are waiting for. If so, asked the Maharal, why is there such a short amount of time given to that part of the Geula? We know that the Geula will be Yom Shekuloi Oruch, it will go on for many, many years. Just a short amount of time in the Torah that's given to. Says the Maharal, of them Zogun Chazal, Yaakov Loi Meis. That's what Chazal mean when they say Yaakov, the end of his life, when he got to that level of serenity and clarity and oir and light, that is Geula, and that is Yaakov Loi Meis. Because then there will be years and years and years of Mashiach, etc., and the whole Talich, which will happen then. But we see from there that Maisa Ovah Siman Labonim creates a reality. And as we approach Parshas Vayechi, the mindset we have is a mindset of, this is the final part of Maisa Ovah Siman Labonim. And not only that, but it alludes to the Geula which we are all waiting for. And contained in Parshas Vayechi are the secrets of Geula. La'osid lavoi. So in order to begin and to understand some of the secrets, some of the ideas, according to the Maharal, how we can get to the Geula Be'ez Hashem, we have to understand the Oymak Kapshat in this week's parasha. Perek Memtes Posuk Aleph, Yaakov Avinu calls all his sons together, he gathers them around. Vayikra Yaakov El Bonov, Vayoyme. So he called to his sons and he said, hey Osfu, gather together. Va'agido lochem, and I will tell you, Esa sheyikro eschem, that which will happen to you, ba'achris hayomim, at the end of time. Hikovtsu, again, gather together. V'shimu b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Yaakov, listen to me, v'shimu Yisrael avichem, listen to your father. They've all gathered round, they're waiting to hear the secrets of achris hayomim. And what does he begin by saying? Ru'uvein b'choyri ato. Ru'uvein, you my b'choy, you koichi v'reishis oini, you my strength. What's going on? All of a sudden, he's starting to give brachas. So we know that famously Rashi tells us that b'keish Yaakov legalis es akeitz, he wanted to reveal when Mashiach's going to come, what's going to happen, la'osid lavoi, v'nistalkum imena shchina, but the shchina was removed from him. Say other things. So we have to understand what was going on here. Was it simply that Yaakov forgot what he was going to say. He wasn't able to say what he was going to say. And therefore, we all gathered together anyway. I don't want to waste your time. I might as well give you brachas. Or perhaps was there something intrinsic, some intrinsic connection between Achris Hayomim and those brachas? And furthermore, if you look carefully at the Pesukim, a lot of the Meforshim shtel on these two Lashoinus of gathering. First he says, Hey Osvu, gather. And then Hikovtsu, also gather in English, also gather. But what's Hey Osvu and what's Hikovtsu? So in order to understand, I want to share with you a Maral, which discusses the first, an earlier part in the Parsha. If we rewind one perek to Perek Memches, Posuk Vov. Posuk Zayin. Yaakov is really apologizing to Yosef, his son. What's his apology? He says, I know you've got tainas on me. I buried your mother on the roadside. Va'ani bevoi mipadan, meso lai rochel be'eretz kanan. And I buried her on the wayside. And I know that you're not happy with the fact that she wasn't buried in Moras HaMachpelah. Just buried on the wayside. But you should know, explains Rashi. That this was done, al pi adibur, this was done al pi ruach hakodesh. There was a plan for this. Why? Shetehele Ezrael. When in the future they're going to be kicked out of Eretz Yisrael, they're going to be led out of Eretz Yisrael in chains on the way to the Golus. They're going to pass by Rachel. Yoitzes Rachel al Kivro. She's going to come out of a cave of Boiche. She's going to cry. And she's going to daven for them. And eventually she's going to have her, she's going to be, have her tefillahs accepted. When the Pasuk says, Meni koilech mibechi, yesh schal pu'ulosech, v'shovu vonim legvulom. That's what Rashi says. Ask the Maharal, what koyach was there within Rochel, more so than anyone else, that Rochel was able to achieve eventually a ge'ula for Klal Yisrael, v'shovu vonim legvulom? What was the koyach that she had? Says the Maharal, that Rochel was the main wife of Yaakov. She was the main wife. And as the Gemara in Gittin Numbeis Amud Aleph says about Rabbi Yossi, May oilom lo karisi leishti ishti. I've never referred to my wife as wife. Elo beisi. Rak leishti beisi. I've only referred to her as my bais, as my house. What's the significance of a bais? Says a Maharal, that within a house, you got 100 different things. You got chairs, you got tables, you got beds, you've got 100 different things in a house. But what joins them together is the bias. What connects them is the bias. The bias is what is koilel uma'ached hakol. The bias is what connects every single individual. And that was the koyach which Rochel had. And that's why she had to be buried on the wayside. Because as Klal Yisrael were led away into the Golus, she instilled in them the koyach that every single yid is connected and can be connected. And when we are connected, that gives you the koyach that one day we can come back to the shoyrish, to the bayis, to the house. That was his apology to Yaakov Avinu. But if we think a little bit deeper to Yosef HaTzadik, but if we think a little bit deeper, we still have to understand, okay, so there's some sort of achdus within Klal Yisrael, but how does achdus on a deeper level activate the ge'ula? So let's go back to the conversation which Yaakov Avinu had with his sons. And if we look deeper, we're going to have a look through the eyes of the Gemara, the eyes of Chazal. The Gemara tells us, also in Pesachim, Nun Vov Amud Aleph. Omer Reb Shimon ben Lachish, Vayikra Yaakov al Bono Vayoyme, Hey Osvu Va'agido Lechem. Bikesh Yaakov legalois lebonov haketz ayomin. So Rashi's brought the Gemara very shorthand. But the Gemara expands. V'nistalka memenu shchino. Yaakov Avinu at that point got extremely worried. Om Hashem achas v'sholom yesh b'mitosi psul. Maybe there is within my mitah, within one of you, a psul. And therefore the shchina has left me. Ka Avram, just like my Zayda Avram, sheyotze memenu Yishmael. V'ovi Yitzchok, or perhaps like my father Yitzchok. Sheyotze memenu Esav. He had a psul, they all had a psul. Maybe there's also a psul here. Omru loy bonov, so his sons, the Shvatim, replied to him, no. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. Omru, kishem, she'em belibcho elo echod. Just like in your heart there's only one, kachem belibeinu elo echod. There's only one in our heart. At that moment, Yaakov Avinu responds, Baruch Shem Kvoid Malchsoi Le'olam Voed. The question is, what's this conversation? What's the Shakla Vatariot? What was he worried about? What was their response of saying Shema? And what was Yaakov's response of Baruch Shem? So, Alpi the Maharal, he explains as follows. That Yaakov began his conversation with the Shvatim, with the word, He'osfu. Gathered together. Vayikra Yaakov el bono vayoyma hey osfu. The first word he said was hey osfu. You want to know the secret to Achris Hayomim? You want to be zoicha to the Geula Shalema? The first thing you need to have is hey osfu. You need to gather together. You need to be one. There needs to be no more machloikas. But on a deeper level, what Yaakov was saying to them is it's not just about achdus in the sense of get along with each other. It's not just about achdus, respect each other. There's a shoyrish, which is so important to achdus. What's the shoyrish in order to get to real achdus? That is when everything you do in your avodas Hashem is for kvod shamayim. When everything you do is for kvod shamayim, then memela the achdus comes. And if you take a look, at Targum Yoinus and Ben Uziel, on the word, hey osfu. He says something very interesting. He doesn't say gava. He says the words, idaku misu'u avuso. Which means in Lashon HaKodesh, hitaru mitu maseichem. What Yaakov Avinu said when he said gava, is be matahe yourself from your tumma. Now what's gathering got to do with cleansing yourself of your tumma? But the pshat is that in order to come together, real achdus is to get rid, to annul your ego, to annul the onoichius, the I, within your avodas Hashem. It's not about my avodas Hashem. It's only about kvod shamayim. And memela, when everyone's avodas Hashem is only about kvod shamayim, then memela there'll be achdus. We ask, please Hashem, we want to serve you, but it has to be a service out of MS, our real service. And when it's only for you, Mamela, everything fits into place with that Achtus. And it's that Achtus of Kvod Shomayim which will allow us to be Zoicha to Geula. And that was what the brothers understood from Yaakov Avinu when he said, hey Osfu, gather together. And all of a sudden he got worried, maybe there's a psul, which means maybe within one of you, you haven't understood or you don't have the ability to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'emes and only for Kvod Shamayim. Maybe there's more ego, maybe there's a little bit of onoichis within your avoida. On that the brothers responded, no, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. There's only Echod. In our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is only one. There's only Kvod Shamayim. Echod means one. I once heard a shir from Reb Shimshon Pinkas Atzal, and he said, I'm sure, he was talking to the crowd, he said, I'm sure all of you know many different pshatim in the word Echod. But I'm going to tell you pshat in Echod. Echod means one. He was saying that in life, there's only Hashem, there's nothing else, there's nothing else. All there is in life is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the brothers were saying, just like by you, it's all Kvod Shamayim, by us, it's all Kvod Shamayim. You've got nothing to worry for. And when Yaakov Avinu heard that, he responded, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei La'olam Voed. Baruch, which is a Lashon of Riboy and Tosefes, Bricha, which means to continuous, to flow, continually, to increase. Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei La'olam Voed. The Shem Kvod Malchusei, the honor of the kingdom of Hashem should always be increased. Just like you're only serving Hashem for Kvod Shemayim, that should be continually increased as well. And then, once they had that conversation, Reuven b'choyri ato koichi voracious oni, he begins to give brachas individually to the brothers. As we asked at the beginning, what was the connection? You just happen to give brachas now? No. Of course, there was an intrinsic connection between achris hayomim, between the geula, in order to activate the koyach of achdus lepoyel. Yaakov Avinu therefore gave each brother individually his own brachas. Why do you give them their individual brachas? Because ultimately, every single person, every single shevet has their own tafkid and tachlis in life. And he was telling them, you are going to be mesugal for malchus, you are going to have ashiras, you're going to be toiro, you're going to be parnasa, where every single shevet had their own tachlis and tafkid. But that has to be for kvod shamayim. When you use it only and solely for Kvod Shemayim, that's when you will be Zoicha to the Achris Hayomim. And that's really the connection, that's really the secret. It's not about Achdus, that we should get on with each other, it shouldn't be just no more Sinas Chinam, for the sake of not getting no Sinas Chinam. But if we understand what Bizman Mashiach, what's it going to be like? The world is only going to be filled with Hashem, with Echad, with Kvod Shemayim. And therefore, in order to transition, in order to get there, we already have to be on that level of, it's just Kvod Shemayim. It's just about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's no more ego, there's no more Anoichi. It's not my Avoida, but it's only Kvod Shemayim. And that was the conversation which Yaakov had with his sons about Achris Hayomim. So even though he wasn't able to tell them when it's going to happen, when that koyach of ichud, that koyach which the Maharal calls Bechinas Rochel, which Rochel instilled in Klal Yisrael, is going to transform from mekoyach el apoyel, from potential to reality. He wasn't able to inform them of when that's going to happen, but he informed them of how that's going to happen. How we're going to be zoicha to that is through Avodas Hashem, which is solely about Kvod Shomayim.
How is Kibtzu different from Hayosfu?
Oh, very good. Yeah. So we're coming on that final point. Thank you for reminding me.
Right.
Yeah, no? So therefore we understand the Hayosfu and his Kibtzu as well. That Hayosfu means for you to gather together. You to gather together to become one and not to have pirud, not to have separation. When you're going to have Hayosfu, then you're going to be Zoicha to the Kibbutz Golius. That's the Lashon of the Mephoreshim talk about the difference in Asifa. Asifa is to bring things which are close together as one. Hiskabtsu is from far away. So when you do an Heosfu, you as brothers, as Shvatim, come together in your Avod Sasher, then you'll be Zoicha to Hikovtsu. Kabutsenu Me'arba Kamfei Sa'oretz. That was the conversation. If we finish off the last few minutes, we still have one question, I suppose, which is left unanswered in the parsha over here, and that was, so why was the Shechina nistalik? Why did the Shechina go away? If according to what we're saying, the brothers were fine, there was no psul. Yaakov Avinu was, he originally thought there was a psul, maybe there's a psul, and that's no Shechina. Why did the Shechina go away? So Be'emes is a few mahalchim. The Zohar HaKadosh actually says very interesting mahalach. And he says, the Zohar says, that really it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will that Yaakov Avinu should be Megale and tell the brothers when Mashiach is going to come. There was a whole maimed in Shemayim. This was the final point, the tachlis and the tafkid of Yaakov Avinu coming together of after everything which has transpired, he's finally going to reveal to the brothers the cates. But what happened was, is when he said the words, I'm going to tell you, Asher yikra eschem ba'achris hayomim, Yaakov was experiencing what's going to be happening ba'achris hayomim, and that golus. Yaakov experienced in the nevuah all the terrible, terrible things which are going to transpire, or are transpiring, to Klal Yisrael, to his children in the future. And at that moment, the Zohar says, he became so sad, he became so upset with all the tzoros that his children are going to go through, he lost his simcha. And as we know, nevuah can only be shoira on someone who's full of simcha. And because he lost his simcha, because he was so sad, he saw what was going to go on at the end of days, the Shechina left and he wasn't able to tell them. That was the mahalach of the Zohar. And according to that, the psukim go on by giving the brachas again. Even though I can't tell you when, because I lost that piece of information, but I can tell you how. I can tell you how to get there. There's another mahalach according to the Sfas Emes. And if I just say, it's very, obviously I can't plumb the depths of the Sfas Emes, but if I say it very simply, well, the way I understand what the Sfas Emes is saying is that really Yaakov Avinu was living at that point on a different plane. He was living in a different olam, different level. As we said, he had transcended from Golostik 11 to La'osid Lavoi. But the Shvatim were still living in what he calls the Almut de Piruda, the world of Pirud, the world of separation, the world of no clarity, the world which we live in. And Yaakov Avinu could see when the Kates came, because he lived in Be'etzem, he lived in Olam HaEmes, he was already on a different level. But the information which happens over there cannot be transported, cannot be transferred to this world. And therefore, when he wanted to give that information, it wasn't shaykh for that information to change from one world to the other, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed his shechina from him in order for that not to happen. But the last mahalach, which I think is well known, which we all know, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Taka didn't want the kates to be revealed, because Klal Yisrael, if they would know the end date, they would fall into a depression, they would give up hope, no point davening for Mashiach, it's going to take so long. The Rambam says, very interestingly, he talks very harshly against those who he calls Mechashvei Hakitzim, those who try and work out the end date for when Mashiach is going to come. And he writes in Melachim, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Beis, he's talking about the Mechashvei Kitzim. He says, La'olam lo yisaseik odom, a person should never be oisuk in these inyonim, trying to work out when Mashiach is going to come. V'lo yisimeim ikka, there shouldn't be something which is, shouldn't be your main limud, shouldn't be learning about these things. She'ein mevim lo yilidei yira, doesn't bring to yira shomayim, v'lo yilidei ava, doesn't bring to ava sashem. V'lo yichashiv hakitzim, Omru Chazal, V'chein lo yichashiv kitzim, Omru Chazal, Tipach rucham, shel mechashvei kitzim. Right? Talks very derogatorily about those who try to work out when Mashiach's actually going to come. It's not a tachlis and tafkid. But what's interesting is that the Vilna Gaon, in Sifra Dutzniuso, in his Sefer, talks about when Mashiach's going to come. Kenireh, from his Sefer, the Gaon worked out when Mashiach is going to come. And he writes over there, Umikan teida keitzu geula, he gives a whole cheshbon, and he says, if you work out what I'm saying, you will understand when Mashiach is going to come. However, he ends off by saying, Umashpia anies hakoyre, b'Hashem Elokei Yisrael. This is the Vilna Gaon, taking a shvuah in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shelo yigale zeh. If you do work out what I'm saying, do not reveal this. So, the Rambam talks negatively about those who try work it out, and we have the Vilna Gaon who did work it out. So, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld explains, how can the Vilna Gaon do this? He says that Be'etzem, the Vilna Gaon wasn't one of those Mechashvei Kitzim. He wasn't one of those who was delving into trying to work out when Mashiach is going to come in order just to know when Mashiach is going to come. But we know that the Vilna Gaon, every ois of the Torah, every nekud of the Torah was learned by him. Why? for the sake of Torah. We know at the end of his days he was only learning from a Sefer Torah. He knew absolutely everything. And just like he learned Hilchus Shabbos, any halacha, Tara, Tumah and Tara, a chelek of Limud HaTorah was the Kates, to know when the Achris HaYomim is going to come. And he learned it as Limud HaTorah. And because he learned it as Limud HaTorah, therefore he was Zoicha to actually understand it, just like he understood everything else. It was a chelik of Limud HaTorah, as opposed to delving in to the Achris HaYomim just for the sake of Achris HaYomim. We're going to finish off with a Maharal. The Maharal says something very fascinating, and that is the word, the shayrish, the root for the word golus is gola, gimel lamed hei. But he also says that the word for geula, for redemption, is go'al, gimel, aleph, and lamed. Both seemingly very related to each other. Gimel, aleph, lamed, or gimel, lamed, hey. What's the difference? The only difference between golus and geula is the difference between a hey and an aleph. The hey is a letter which there's pirud, a separation. The hey is broken. But how do we transfer, how do we transform from golus to geula to make that hey into an aleph? And aleph is all about yichud of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's all about achdus. But as we've been saying, that achdus is coming from an achdus of Kvod Shemaim. It's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And be'ezras Hashem, we should all be zoicha to the geula shleima b'mehera of Yomeinu. Amen.
The speaker spoke about the sublimating of the ego, so along the same thoughts I'll just mention one short word because it's late, and there it speaks, but this is purely al pidrush and not to be interpreted in any way as anything else. And we know that Ephraim and Menashe and regulars in learning next to Yaakov Avinian, he learned Bimba Chavrisa, and that they were close with him. But and I saw from Rabbi Wallerstein years ago that when he saw Yaakov Avini bring the Shvutim in, Yosef brought them in, and Yosef said to his father, "These are my children." So he said to them, he looked at them, and they're all dressed in the Egyptian garb with the long white clothes and the turbans. And he says, "Mi eile, who are they?" Which is in itself a question. How did he possibly not know who they were? They were frequently with him. But al pidrish again, if you take it in 2023, when you've got an old Zayda, which came from the Haim, and the Gewesene Fatzate Shehid, Derech Yisrael Suva, with two Einikler who come in, one of them with jeans and the other one with sweatshirts, and he says, "Wer sind die Kinder?" Who are these children? And Yosef responds to him, "I've been here for quite a number of years in this cesspool of Egypt. Memtes Sharatim, Bunai Haim, Ashenusani Elekim Buzer." These children were brought up in the Western Hemisphere, they are children or the products of Egypt. "Sorry, Father, but that's what the Rebbein Shalom gave me. Ashenu san li elekim bozeh. I didn't choose it to be quite like that," which is what many parents would say about the outcome sometimes of children which don't quite follow the given path. "But I made the best of what I had." Yaakov Avinu says, "You know what? You're 100% right. Kuchem nu alai b'avorchem. I'm going to bless them for what they are." And if you continue the pusik, it's very fascinating. Again, al pi drish specifically only say v'ayne yisrael kovdi mizoken lo yuchal lirois, which could be loosely translated as that there was a generation gap, and he was limited in his ability to relate to them. And therefore, Va'ena Yisrael Kovdi Mizoken, his generation was from a different, they couldn't communicate with his children because they're speaking a different language to him. Lo yuchaliros. He couldn't even see the way their perspective, the way they relate. But there's one thing for sure. That there's one key factor that remains to bridge that gap. And that's unconditional love. If there's an ability to relate to children in a way that they know that regardless of the fact that you came from the Heim from Poland and these children are brought up in London, UK, 2023, but nonetheless, you should know, Vayagesh Aysom Elof Vayishak Lohem. The moment that he brought them close and he said, come, Kinderlach, and he hugged them and he kissed them, there was a bond that was created which transcends all those differences, and all of a sudden that generation gap comes back together again and they are reconnected. And Memaila, we also understand from the same perspective that Yaakov Avini came and they were placed in front of him, Sefraim Beminevis, Menash Besmoile, Sikel Es Yudov. He crossed his hands. Because if you want to relate to these children and you want them to change towards you and to come and to understand you, in this generation it's not necessarily always going to work. But if you say, no, I'm prepared to understand you and I am going to switch my hands and I'm going to move myself in the direction of bringing you close to me because I want to understand you and I want to relate to you, then he was able to bring them and he was able to bless them and the Brucha came. Otzmada Kichabas.
All right.